This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, friend. Scott has a day off. Kevin Flynn sitting in. Thursday edition. First full day of summer for the summer solstice yesterday. We are underway on the calendar anyway, but it's been warm, been hot, so summer weather has arrived definitely sooner than the actual day, but welcome to it. Yeah, we got a lot going on. This hour, we'll have some open phones at the back half of the hour here. I've got a little more of the testimony, the fact that we're even paying attention to this, but we need to, and the reason I want to, number one is John Kennedy was part of the Senate hearing yesterday on this trans sports nonsense. We're actually spending our money, our time, and our resources, and our representatives. This is what we're doing. This is actually real. This is not a Saturday Night Live skit or a thing from In Living Color. If you remember back in the day, Jim Carrey did a hilarious bit on In Living Color as a female weightlifter. It was hilarious. This is all real, though. This is not satire. This is happening. And there are people that are testifying before the Senate in Washington, D.C., that are sitting there straight-faced saying, well, trans women are women. Okay. And we'll never allow a follow-up on, okay, well, can a trans woman, can Leah Thomas give birth? Get pregnant and give birth. Does that be the first one I'd ask? But it goes on. So Riley Gaines, a tearful testimony yesterday, and I can totally relate to her frustration, but weigh in on the nonsense of the distraction that is. As we found out last hour, we talked to Rob Law, former chief of policy, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration, talking about the thing at the border is a plan, and Mayorkas is executing it. And, pay no attention to that, though. Pay attention to the trans sports stuff and the climate and whatever bumbling Joe said today. 9 past 8 o'clock. Earlier in the week, we've been talking more than just once about what's going on, kind of more so with our young people. The screen addiction is real. I've seen it. I mean, from the time I had a bag phone, at the radio station in the late 80s in Phoenix and looked at the thing and went, what is this? All the way through the, flip phones, the, Blackberries, you know, and then here we are now, with what they call a smartphone. The smartphone kind of changed everything because now you've got that nice screen and turn it on, and then there's all kinds of things you can put on it and it'll do and it'll show you, and it becomes worse than I think any actual drug. And Emma Lemke is here. She founded the Log Off movement. Log Off, a unique kind of a movement, a group of teenagers with one common frustration. It works to kind of structure an online community centered around discussing social media and usage for teenagers. Emma, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. We talked about this in the first hour of the show today. And, you know, when my son was younger, we tried to, we didn't try. We did. We had limits on what he could look at and what time when he could look at it. And we had, you know, had to put it away before bed, a while before you go to bed, because it can disrupt sleep and the blue screen data and all of that. But it seems to me, as I look around, Emma, it just seems to be getting worse.
Yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of people and a lot of young people share that frustration, just looking around, seeing a general disconnect from the individuals around you, from the real world, caused and facilitated by the pull and that magnetic, you know, sense that what that pulls you back into the online world, specifically looking at social media, but more generally also looking at other platforms that are really seeking to addict young people to maximize their attention to then gain more profit. So I think this is something a lot of people are beginning to see, they're beginning to feel, and that's kind of where my work comes in, is in raising public awareness, allowing young people to understand that there are better tech habits that can be introduced and that we can begin to build healthier relationships. But we first need to understand that there's a problem.
Well, and I love the website. If you go to logoffmovement.org, logoffmovement.org, there's a ton of great resources on here. I like the page about well-being. And you have a well-being podcast and things about, and that, to me, that kind of, you know, and I live on a lake, kind of in the woods. All my son's whole life, he has spent a lot of months of the year out of doors and disconnected. That's a big part of well-being, isn't it? Just put the thing down.
Absolutely. You know, I entered the space through my own personal experience. I really struggled with my social media usage, and what I found to be the most helpful in repairing that relationship and in helping other people rebuild a healthy relationship with their devices has been through digital mindful practices. It's through well-being. It's saying, to your point, there's a world outside of us that, you know, things are moving, there are trees, you can go on walks, you know, engage with the world in the most genuine way, and you can better engage with yourself. And then you can use the online world as a tool for, you know, connection, expression, and exploration. But in reality, for that connection, expression, and exploration, you should really seek to look around you in the world and to connect in more authentic ways. So it's really reprioritizing yourself, others, and the world around you, and then seeing how technology can aid in really allowing for that exploration rather than inhibiting it.
I love it. Talking to Emma Lemke, she founded the Log Off Movement. If you go to logoffmovement.org, you can read about a number of things. Emma, where do you make home? Where's home for you?
So I kind of jump around. So I'm a rising junior at Washington University in St. Louis.
Okay.
So I spend, you know, most of my time there, but I am originally from Birmingham, Alabama, where I am right now. So, you know, jump around, really. I've been blessed in the sense that this work has allowed me to connect with people around the world, though. And to me, that's just really, again, representative of how many people are struggling with this issue, from, you know, my neighbor here in Alabama to individuals that I talk to in India, the Philippines, and all around.
So what is your college career? When you get done, you said you're a junior. What's next? Mm-hmm. Are you going to devote full time to this, would you imagine? Or it looks like it's really taken off.
Yeah, so that's a great question. I think right now the plan is, as a political science major, I am going to take a few years to keep working on this, to do some other work after college, and then go to law school. That's the ultimate goal. I want to be able to continue to work in policy, to continue to work to protect kids online and to protect, you know, people and their mental health more largely. So seeking to find ways to do that beyond my career is my focus, because, you know, this isn't going away, as we've seen with increased, like, congressional hearings. I went to one, I spoke at one earlier this year. This issue is only really amping up. We are seeing how AI and new forms of technology are only going to exacerbate existing issues. So I understand that this is a long fight, and I'm ready to get in it in the beginning to continue to protect kids and to have that conversation be at the forefront of most of our congressional hearings and legislative dialogue.
Boy, write that name down, Emma Lemke. You're gonna. I think we're not. We're just starting to hear you and follow you and get involved with what you do. Now, I know if you go to the website, logoffmovement.org, obviously you're kind of a grassroots deal. I mean, you're looking for volunteers in every state probably. Are you doing kind of a chapter thing with your volunteer initiatives, or how does that all work? Let's say someone wants to start this in Minnesota or North Dakota or wherever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We are actually, this year, our main priority is expanding to chapters and to find regional heads and leads who can begin to, you know, work to build better tech habits with their community. So We really encourage anyone who is interested in either building out that club, being a part of our online community, or just taking action to go to our website, even, again, visit us on socials. Again, we're not anti-social media. We are pro-healthy social media. So we really want you to engage with us, and we want to engage with you to figure out how we can best support and provide resources for individuals to advocate for what is right and what is right, you know, healthier relationships with tech in an emerging digital age.
How do you, Emma, when you talk to young people, and you are one, when you talk to, I mean, overall in the conversation, are they aware how much they're on their devices, and are they overall, do you find people want to use it and look at it less, that they want to, but it's just, how do I do that?
That's another great question. I think I can talk through, you know, my personal experience with the kids that I've talked to, and I think that there are larger, you know, trends of awareness. People understand, right, like, I can't get off. What is it? Like, I'm annoyed. But there is kind of a lack of action. I think a lot of people want to act. They want to know how to improve their relationship.
Right.
They just don't have the tools, and that dialogue has not been normalized.
All right. Well, logoffmovement.org. Emma Lemke, we'll definitely have you back.
Here's,
I love what you're doing.
All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Winoska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back. What's on your mind? Kevin Flynn sitting in for Scott Hennon today, 22nd of June. We have got a wet, which is actually good across the region. Kind of a wet weekend coming. But as I understand it, we got some crops and some gardens that need a little H2O. So nothing wrong with that. We'll get that done. Well, hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, where it's always home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Man, oh, man. And, I mean, lunch specials every day. I'm going to make you hungry with another option. If you're just looking for a soda, you want to slide in quick, get a pop, any size fountain pop today on Thursdays at all the PetroServe locations are 79 cents. Yeah, 79 cents. And great car washes. I want to give a shout out to the car washes at PetroServe. Stopped by recently, and really did a good job keeping the ride clean. And then on Tuesdays, it's buy one get one free on the car washes. So a couple shout outs for there. And of course, there's the 4 for $4 turned into the 4 for $6 because it's the times we live in. But that to me, that's my always my go to. If the lunch special maybe not be my my alley, but today they got the bacon cheeseburger mac and Glendon, so I'm good. But that four now, that's a personal pepperoni, all meat, three meat, Hawaiian, whatever pizza you want, and then a 20-ounce pop, and then two cookies for $6. So it's the 4 for $6 is back at PetroServe USA. And they're hiring, PetroServeUSA.com for details on that one. We got some open phone time here to the top of the hour. Listening to Emma there and looking at the website a little more, what a great thing. If you're a parent and you've been thinking about how do I get involved, how do I help educate, you know, other parents, turn them on to this. Logoffmovement.org and then click on Take Action. And then get involved today. They are, and I'm looking through this, they have online community, building character, school, create and lead a chapter or a club. They have a youth writers group that want to talk about how to get off the screen. You can be a guest writer or your youngin' Ken. They have a collaboration. Boy, really a well-thought-out website. And they have a log-off leader deal where you can become one of those. And she has got this thing growing. Boy, kudos to Emma. Emma Lemke, logoffmovement.org. I was looking at that during the break. So 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100 is the number. Weigh in on anything that's on your mind. You can text me, 701-237-1590. You can go to the email, studio@flagfamily.com. Or if you want to leave a message, 855-200-1776. Let's knock down some texts here. Pence wants to clean house a more softer way to drain the swamp. That was from earlier talking about the Republican primary race that's underway. Screenshot, Brown County, South Dakota. Surveyors from Summit Carbon Solutions currently filing an eminent domain lawsuit against him and 80 other landowners in the state for a carbon capture pipeline. Showed up to his property with a massive drilling rig that they hauled into the middle of his crops. Well, this is down in Brown County, South Dakota, Aberdeen area. Keep in mind that the lawsuit is still pending. It's a screenshot of that. I'll look into that. Carbon capture, in my humble opinion, carbon capture is, it's nonsense. It all has to do with Obama's New World Order. We're talking about the border, I think, on this one, to destroy America, fundamentally change America. He follows Saul Alinsky and his 8 steps to create a socialist state. Yeah, didn't Hillary Clinton write about that in her dissertation or something? Yeah. Let's see. Hey, Kev, here's a list of people who have had their political opponents arrested. Mao, Stalin, Mussolini, Castro, Hitler. Oh, yeah. Idi Amin and Biden. You know what? It's not going to go anywhere. It's all a stunt. You know, talking about Trump's deal. No one, all that's doing is making him stronger. They're not getting it. Texter says, I never saw so many government beanie-mongering rhinos before I moved from the left coast. At least out there, you know where people stand. Hear politicians smile, shake your hands, pat you on the back with one hand while reaching in your wallet with the other. Isn't that the truth? I'll never forget, love him or hate him, but Jesse Ventura, when he was running for governor of Minnesota, and he had the, you know, he was an independent, and both sides had this total, I forget who was in the debate, but it was total, either side, just political word salad speak, and they were talking about this and that and what the state needed to do, blah, blah, blah. And they came to Jesse, and he was sitting, he made the debate stage, and he's like, you know, I don't know. All I hear you doing is reaching for my wallet. That's what he said. Like, yep, all the words you're saying, all I hear you do is reaching for my wallet. When Governor Newsom announces, insert pronoun here, running, that he, she, they, them. Is he a they, them? I don't know. Let's go with he. When Governor Newsom announces he's running and he wins the primary, we're done for. Newsom is Trudeau. Biden and Pelosi rolled into one, but 10 times worse. Think policies are crazy now. Hold his Bud Light and watch. I look at him like Damien. I look at him like, man, he is the perfect person to put in there to finish the job. And he is smooth. He is well-spoken. He is complete failure. He's a complete, he's a disaster. He's ruined California. You realize California's lost 1% of its population? And the business, I mean, I don't know what the billion number is at now. But you think about, I mean, look at company like Musk. I know Musk is going to take Twitter out of there. He took Tesla out of there, went to Texas, and hundreds of other, I mean, thousands and thousands, maybe millions of people are leaving. My nephew and his wife and his family were one of them. When the homeless down in Redondo Beach moved into the drainage ditch behind his expensive house, it was time to leave. Let's see. It'd be interesting if you guys could get an interview with Ben Chavis, or Ryan Clancy, both of whom are with the third party organization. I'm always down for hearing an independent. Boy, and in this election cycle, that's gonna play. It really is. I really like when you host the program. Thank you for being so well spoken, open minded. I'll appreciate that. All right, keep text coming, 701-237-1590. Email studio@flagfamily.com. You just make sure I've got all of those. Oh, I clicked on the wrong box. I just want to make sure I got everything in here. All right, keep them coming. studio@flagfamily.com. If you want to leave a message, 855-200-1776, push extension 1. I do want to, the distraction of the day is the stuff that went on in the Senate yesterday. The oversight meeting, or the hearing on the Dunham deal, the Durham thing was quite comical as I watched, Eric Swalwell and, Sheila Jackson Lee try to catch a guy like Durham in some sort of a word manipulation. If I say this, he'll admit to this. And, none of them could touch the guy. I mean, it was like watching Ali fight an AAU fighter. Yeah, it was ridiculous. And then had to turn over and watch tears rolling down Riley Gaines' face as she talks about having a man in the locker room. Now, I have a question for you. Let's go back to that day. Let's say Riley and the girls decide to team up on Bill, young Will, Leah Thomas, and kick his ass out of the locker room. Are they going to get in trouble or not? Weigh in on that coming up.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes, and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
USA News updated. May come down to willpower for the 5 men aboard that small sub missing in the North Atlantic since Sunday. The Coast Guard estimates that as of a couple of hours ago, the oxygen aboard that sub ran out. At least 4 people are dead, at least 9 hurt after a tornado ripped through the tiny West Texas town of Matador last night. The twister, combined with big straight-line winds and softball-sized hail, damaged about a dozen buildings as well. New numbers from the Census Bureau show that since the start of COVID 3 years ago, the number of white people living in the USA would have actually decreased, except for immigration. Same story for Asians. Natural growth, births outnumbering deaths, is what accounts for increases in the populations of Hispanics, blacks, and Native Americans. The NBA draft happens tonight in Brooklyn. French star Victor Wembanyama is expected to go first overall to the San Antonio Spurs. Rich Johnson, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's an appropriate song, buddy, yeah. There you go. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn for Scott Hennen. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Scotty's back tomorrow. Got called out. He's on assignment today. Yeah, it's What's On Your Mind. We are into the first full day of summer today. Enjoy it. We've got some rain going to be moving through all the way through the weekend through the region. So plan accordingly. I'll tell you what, I'll play you something in just a second you're going to love. We're brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. MyPillow.com is, and what do we have? I have the slippers. I'm wearing them year round. That's the best slippers ever. Your feet, it's like, because they have the memory foam in them, and once you break them in, it's like putting your feet into a custom fit pair of shoes. It's fantastic. We have the sheets, we have the towels, we have the pillows. I don't have the 2.0 pillow yet. We're looking at maybe that. The missus might try one of those just because it's cooling. It's got that's the 2.0 part of it. It's still the same, the inner foam, locking inner foam, but it's got a cooling case on it. That's nice, as I understand it. We don't have it yet. And our main man, Finn, has a pet pillow, with the MyPillow technology. Here's the thing. Any of the stuff, and there's so much on there. He's even selling beds now. Coffee, all of it. The word you need to know and the name you need to know is Scott. That's the promo code. If you go on to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, or just start shopping anywhere, that promo code works for you. Get you the discounts wherever they've got them. He's got buy one, get ones. He's got discounts across the board. I think he's selling the slides for the sandals for $19 now. So MyPillow.com, and kudos to Mike. I always salute to Mike. He really has gone over and above, and he's got a big thing coming up in August about election integrity that I'm excited to see what he's going to put out there, because he said they can fix the whole thing. They really researched what's going on especially in Arizona with all the Kerry Lake nonsense. So, and we'll be there live when he does it. All right, I want to grab a couple of calls because they've been waiting for a while. Mike's in Perham, Minnesota. Magic Mike, what's up?
Hey, Kevin, I tell you, I heard a wild rumor that after Xi Jinping had heard Biden's last speech, they found him lying on the floor of his office, and he was rushed to the hospital because he was laughing his ass off.
I'm not joking. Think about it.
I would believe that. I would believe that daily, yeah. People like Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un and most of the evil dictators in the Middle East all wake up, have their morning tea or coffee, and do what we do, laugh about the current state of the situation at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I know. I mean, maybe they should play that song by the Beatles, The Fool on the Hill.
Yeah, there you go.
Then you have something to go to there.
Exactly. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Frankie and Fargo on this transgender nonsense. Frankie, what's on your mind?
I kind of wish these guys would just hit the nail on the head and quit messing around when you're talking to this lady who's obviously delusional. Just to ask her, do you think the WNBA would have an issue if a LeBron James retired and then changed his name to Debbie and wore a wig and went out there and played? I'm thinking they would. Or would we ever heard of Ronda Rousey if she had to fight, you know, O'Connor? I don't get it. These people are silly.
It's silly. Thanks, Frankie. Appreciate it. Yeah, you're spot on. Have you seen the, by the way, have you seen the video that shows the young female fighter getting ready to fight for the title, and her opponent turns around and it's Mike Tyson, superimposed on his face on the opponent of this gal, of this lady fighter. Have you seen that video? I think we lose him. Yeah, there's a video out there, and it's from a movie. And it looks like I can't think of her name, but actress, and she's a boxer, and it's not the Clint Eastwood one, but she's in the title ring, she's ready to fight, she's pumped, she's in her corner with her trainer, and the other corner they introduce the other fighter, and it's like Monica Tyson or something, and Mike Tyson turns around, and her face just like drops, like, and that's what we're talking about here. But believe it or not, this is being advocated for and defended on the hills of Congress in the Senate yesterday. One of our favorites, John Kennedy, was questioning this gal. Hold on, I want to make sure I get her name right. It's Kelly Robinson. And Kelly Robinson was there to advocate for people like Leah Thomas to say, she's the president of the Human Rights Campaign, that, hey, you know, well, you know, Leah's a woman, but here's Senator Kennedy.
Male, female, boy, girl, okay? Biologically, do males have an advantage over females biologically in sports?
Again, I'm not a physician, and I can't speak to that.
What's your real world experience?
It depends. I mean, there are some people who are born male that I'm faster than if I were to sprint against them, and some that I'm not. Some males that are taller than some women, and some that are shorter.
You don't believe that a biological male has a physical advantage in sports over a biological female?
Not as a definitive statement.
Give me an example. Well, no, I don't think.
Now, what she's saying there, which is true, is that, you know, well, there's lots of different cases where, again, you'd put a 90-pound biological male in the ring with Layla Ali, Muhammad's daughter, and she's going to wipe the ring with him. None of the 95-pound weaklings, none of the people that really never swam before, the ones that are putting on the one piece and getting in the pool. It's the leotard, the ranked swimmer that couldn't make it in the man's world, so he's going to go take the trophy from women. Go ahead and let that roll.
How many female members of the NBA do you see?
Well, I can say that, you know, there's been this news article about men that think that they could beat Serena Williams in tennis, right? That they think that they could actually score a point on her. And it's just not the case. She is stronger than that.
What's your experience been? Male, female.
Both Serena and Venus lost to the 203rd ranked male tennis player, which they're phenoms for women. My experience, my husband, he swam at University of Kentucky as well. In terms of accolades and in terms of national ranking, I was a much better swimmer than him. He could kick my butt any day of the week without trying.
Okay. I just think, Ms. Robinson, I've tried to understand where you're coming from. I think you lose a lot of credibility when you don't concede that a biological male,
for the most part,
has physical advantages over a biological female. I just think that's a proven fact, and you really hurt your credibility. I understand you want the world to be a better place. I do too, and I don't think people ought to be discriminated against because of an immutable characteristic. I don't. And I think that I think everybody ought to be free to be themselves. And what you do in your bedroom or what I do in my bedroom with a consenting adult is nobody's business. But if what I do in my bedroom with a consenting adult, if I decide I want to tell somebody's child about it, then other people have rights too.
There you go.
I think parents have rights. And I think biological females have rights to be able to compete fairly in sport, in sports. So I really think you hurt your credibility when you refuse to acknowledge that biological males have an advantage over biological females. It kind of makes me wonder about all your testimony. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And she has to respond.
What I'm trying to say is that there is not a definitive advantage in all cases. Sir, I don't know if you believe that you could beat Serena Williams in tennis, but I probably think that that's not the case. There are not all cases where all men are physically superior to all women.
And unfortunately, though, ma'am, that's what's happening. Okay, the person who's never, you know, the JV track kid is not identifying as a woman to go race against varsity. I mean, they're dominating. Leah Thomas dominated. So that argument goes out the window.
And at the end of the day, in this conversation, we're not talking about that. We're talking about trans women who are, in fact, women, who deserve to play in a gender that matches their sports, who deserve all the benefits that Ms. Gaines is talking about. And as a cisgender black woman, I can say definitively that my womanhood is not threatened by a transgender person asserting hers as well.
Okay. Key phrase there, what she said again.
We're talking about trans women who are, in fact, women.
They are not, in fact, women. Okay, that's where we're at. So, yeah, 701-271-1100. I don't know how we get rid of this nonsense and pay attention to things that actually matter. Meanwhile, at the southern border, we can tell you that nothing's changed. Now, check the stats from last weekend in Chicago, the border thing is bringing all sorts of love to all sorts of cities and all sorts of states. We recently saw at a Boston, what was it, Minot? Where was that? The news from, but they just had a guy had hundreds of fentanyl pills, and that's what's happening every day down there. 701-271-1100, text 701-237-1590. Texter says, another compliment. Hey, appreciate the texts and the compliments. I love filling in for Scotty. Main man, it's an honor. Appreciate all the, I'm getting a lot of love. Well, I appreciate the love on the text. Really do. What else did I want to, one more on Kennedy. Kennedy appeared, talking about, and he has a great line here when he talks about the foothills of crazy or something to that effect. But he was weighing in after the hearing and after the testimony. This is gold.
Point five, to Ms. Gaines' point, I do not think, I won't speak to her situation, but I'll speak to a related one. I do not believe that a 12-year-old boy who claims or pretends to claim that he is a woman has a moral or constitutional right to change and display his penis to a 12-year-old girl in a female junior high locker room.
That's problematic. That's criminal, okay? That's sexual predator stuff. That's go to jail unless you have a one piece on or something, or you do your makeup up real good and grow your hair out, apparently. We're going to talk about that coming up.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology, look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Oh, welcome back. Thursday edition of What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flitted for Scott Hennen, brought to you by our friends at Elite Cabinet Supply. Killdeer, Elite Cabinet and Building Supply. Just checking out the website, Elite Cabinets and Build. Boy, I mean, what a, first of all, great website. Over 25 years experience serving the neighborhood out of Killdeer. Tons of different services, full line in Milwaukee. Great Pratt and Lambert paints there, complete lumber yard. Really got you covered. And they are, especially when it comes to cabinets, boy, the gallery that they've got on the website is really awesome. Lumber yard, home center, they carry everything. Elite Cabinet and Building Supply online at ECB Supply, ECBSupply.com. You're in the neighborhood, they got you covered. We're wrapping up talking, we got border, this trans thing is just really ticking me off. And it, the fact that it's even being talked about or run, you know, run past the Senate. We have to have hearings on this. It's ridiculous. Whatever happened to the word no? You know, when a man comes into the locker room, and if he's in disguise and looks like a woman, by the time he takes off, he's looking at, you know, naked girls in a locker room, he takes off his clothes. Isn't that criminal? I had a listener friend earlier say, if you replace Leah Thomas with the words a man, particularly in her discussion on the locker room, she was describing criminal conduct that would result in sex offender status and having to register as such for many years. Where are the cops? Where are the police? Where are the prosecutors? Why aren't they charging XY chromosome beings, a.k.a. a man, for serendipitous intrusion, lurking, indecent exposure? Any of those crimes on the books to prevent innocent bystanders from being subjected to other people's fetishes? Amen. Perfectly said. But they, you know, and now what happens if Leah and the girls say, and I can, man, I think back the girls I knew, if somebody, whoever, one of the whatever came in and was doing that, they'd have beat his ass out of the locker room right now. But I don't know. Now we're worried about assault, or now we're worried about can't do that to poor Leah. No, get out. Dude, get out. What are you doing in here? And one of the best videos going around is a father who said, yeah, not going to happen. Maybe you've seen the Sparkle Farts guy.
So y'all don't get to say anything when this face walks into a woman's restroom in Kansas.
Well, Sparkle Farts, all things being equal, you are technically correct. If you follow my precious daughter into a women's room, a changing room, locker room, or anywhere else, the time for talk will have long since passed. And there isn't a law now, nor will there ever be, to shield you from the hellish nightmare you will have called down upon yourself. We are done with this game. The jackals and hyenas, even our own government, have done their best to draw out U.S. patriots. And I suppose congratulations are in order, as you have succeeded in that goal. But we will protect our women and defend our children from threats such as yourself. And we will not concern ourselves with trivial matters such as a shrinking census roll. So, if I may be so bold as to suggest, make good decisions. Otherwise, may God have mercy on you.
What he said, because I will not. If you haven't seen the Sparkle Farts guy, he's the best. Mel is in Jamestown, weighing in on the border. Mel, what is on your mind, my friend?
Well, I had something else to say, but you got back on this topic about trans, and I'm an old retired wrestling coach, and when I was going to grad school, I worked out with the Bison. Bucky Mon was the coach.
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking, if I ever decided to become a trans woman, there's no way in hell I would ever begin to think that it was right for me to enter one of their wrestling tournaments. This is an individual sportsman integrity character thing. It's got nothing to do with the broad picture. It's got to do with the individual knowing they have this advantage, and they don't care. They're going to go and kick butt anyway. It's wrong, period. End of story.
That's the sad thing. How does somebody like Leah Thomas keep the trophy? I don't know how you live with yourself knowing. I mean, they're that far gone into this dysphoria, you know?
It's unsportsmanlike.
It's truly. Yeah, at the very least. Bucky Mon was the man.
Bucky, he asked me if I had any eligibility left. I was going to graduate school in mathematics.
Very good. All right, Mel.
We're going to stay in shape.
Perfect. Thanks for the call, my friend. Jim is in West Fargo on this trans nonsense. Jim, what's on your mind?
You know, it's just like I'm just getting to the point of exhaustion. You know?
Amen.
I'm almost ready to throw my hands up in there and say, just go ahead, hell with it, do whatever. And I think that's what their plan is, to just keep pounding and pounding until we finally just get so sick and tired and numb to the subject that we're just going to say whatever. You do whatever you want because you're going to do whatever you want anyway, you know?
And yeah, I know.
You just got to hold firm to your beliefs, you know?
Well, amen, brother. Thanks for the call. And we gotta get back to some discipline in the lives of our children. We gotta get back to saying no. We gotta get back to some consequences for terrible, stupid, bad behavior. It's just frustrating.
Well, I just, Well, I just don't understand where, you know, when did insanity become normalized? When did delusions start to be embraced? You know, they teach you psychology 101, but dealing with psychiatric patients, you don't enable their delusions.
Oh, exactly. Jim, we're up against the end of the show, but thanks, brother. Appreciate the, and all spot on right there. Thanks for all the calls, texts, emails today. Scotty's back tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. God bless you, and I'll be hanging out too tomorrow. So we'll see you then.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.